Hi there. The word for you today is prayer must be your top priority. In Luke 5 verse 16, we read of Christ that he often withdrew and prayed. Prayer is foundational to your individual Christian life and also to the life and ministry of your church. Like a foundation that secures a building, prayer gives you something trustworthy on which to rest. No wonder Satan works overtime to keep you busy and so distracted that you lose regular in-depth communication with your Heavenly Father. But there's one person against whom Satan couldn't make headway when it came to trying to disrupt his prayer life, and that was Jesus. And he's the great example of what your prayer life should be. He began and ended his public ministry in prayer. In Mark chapter 1, on one of the busiest days of his life, we see Jesus getting up before daylight to pray. Luke writes, he often withdrew and prayed. It was his regular daily habit, and toward the end of his life in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed with an intensity none of us will ever know. No wonder the disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. Just how important is prayer? Ask Peter. It was the prayers of Christ that kept him from wiping out completely when he denied the Lord. They salvaged him and eventually promoted him to leadership in the church. And the only reason you don't fail more often is because Jesus is praying for you too. The Bible says, we have an advocate with the Father, and he ever lives to make intercession for us. Now, the application here is pretty obvious. If Jesus needed to pray, so do you. Furthermore, if you're waiting until you feel like it or for the Spirit to, quote, move you to pray, you're missing something. You see, the Holy Spirit that lives within you has already moved you to pray through the instruction and example that Christ left you. So, make prayer your top priority this year.